Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is A Little Bit of Luke, Part 5. We're looking at the background to the Book of Luke, and also to the themes within it, and today we're going to look at John the Baptist. You may have noticed in the Gospel of Luke that John the Baptist gets an awful lot of airtime. Chapter 1, we've got Zechariah, Elizabeth, the angel, then we've got Mary visiting Elizabeth, then we've got the birth of John the Baptist, quite a lot of detail. Zechariah's song takes up loads of space. And then chapter 3, he comes on the scene with a bang and preparing the way, preaching, the voice calling in the wilderness, talking to the crowd, you brood of vipers, instructing people what to do, and then baptizing with water with repentance there and for forgiveness. So we've got a tremendous amount about John the Baptist. Why does Luke have so much about John the Baptist here? Well, a number of possible reasons. One, of course, is that John the Baptist was more famous than Jesus in the first century. Now, you might find that hard to believe or understand from a Christian perspective, but actually Jesus was not that famous. I mean, famous enough to get himself killed, of course, but not actually that well known outside of his followers and the early church. John the Baptist, however, well, he was much more famous. Josephus writes about him. Josephus writes a little bit about Jesus, but he writes about John the Baptist. Let me give you a quote here from his Antiquities. Now, some of the Jews thought the destruction of Herod's army came from God and was a very just punishment for what he did against John called the Baptist, or the Dipper. For Herod had him killed, although he was a good man, and had urged the Jews to exert themselves to virtue, both as to justice towards one another and reverence towards God, and so on. So Josephus writes about John the Baptist. And in the book of Acts, of course, we have him referenced many times. Acts 1 in verse 5 and 22, chapter 10, verse 37, 11, verse 16, 13, verse 24, 18, verse 25, 19, verses 3 and 4. I'll put those references underneath this video, this recording. So Luke has to explain the prominence of John the Baptist, and he does that by giving us a lot of information here. But there's one other thing. One other thing. Part of the reason why Luke wrote the Gospel and the Book of Acts is thought by many people as he wrote it as an apologetic to Rome, saying, Rome, don't worry, the Christians are not your enemy. Perhaps to the church, saying, Rome's not your real enemy. John the Baptist's issue was with unrepentant Israelites. And in many ways, that's Jesus' message as well. Unrepentant Israelites, rather than Rome being the enemy. And so therefore, what we see with John the Baptist is he's saying it's you Israelites who need to repent, who I need to baptize, and you need to get ready because Messiah is coming. Judgment is coming on Israel rather than on Rome. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why Luke emphasizes John the Baptist so much. What do you think? Why do you think John the Baptist gets so much prominence in the Gospel of Luke here, right at the beginning, those first three chapters, so much about him? Let me know your thoughts. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear this recording. Next time, a little bit more of Luke. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.